Now this is interesting. This Dyson Sphere star, it's been dubbed the most mysterious star in the universe, and the latest research does nothing to change that. Now this has been in the forefront of a lot of like weird sites, well, maybe conspiratorial, but even some more scientific sites wondering what this thing is. And it's been talked about for a couple of years now, but astronomers using small telescopes around the world are unearthing clues to an enigma that was once dubbed the most mysterious star in the galaxy. The star's official name, which is we talked about on this channel before, they're really, really good with names. KIC 8462852. So you shouldn't have any problem remembering that. It's really catchy, but it's better known as Tabby's star. So you could actually remember that Tabby's star, in honor of its discoverer, Tabitha. Man, I'm glad they used her first name because the last name, what a mess. Boyagian. Boyayin. I don't know, but Tabitha, not who's now a professor at Louisiana State University. So Tabitha's star is bright enough to appear on many star photos, but it was only recently, after it happened to be in the field of view of the Kepler Space Telescope, that it came to prominence. And Kepler was designed to study brightness fluctuations in 150,000 different stars, hoping to spot the silhouettes of planets passing in front of them. But in the process, it found a number of other astronomical oddities, of which the oddest of all is the Tabby star. So, an otherwise ordinary star, it's about 50% bigger than our sun. Its brightness can change by as much as 20%, seemingly at random. But studies of old images of it have revealed that in addition to these short-term flickers, its brightness has also been undergoing a long-run change since at least the 1890s. At one time, scientists were seriously considering the possibility that our view was being obstructed by a swarm of alien artifacts, such as like a fleet of giant solar collectors milling around it to provide power to an extraterrestrial civilization. But today, the cause is believed to be natural. So in a pair of presentations in a recent meeting of the American Astronomical Society in Denver, Colorado, two teams of scientists, including a high school student using a 70-centimeter telescope at the Thatcher School in California, have found evidence that the obscuring material is actually dust drifting between us and the star, in tendrils of varying thickness. So here's a quote from Eva Bodman, a postdoctoral researcher at Arizona State University in Tempe, who was part of one of the teams. Quote, "The size range of the particles is comparable to smoke particles from a campfire, so this dust is more like a misty cloud than the dust you find in your home," end quote. So what's interesting, says Bodman and these two high school students from the Thatcher School who helped monitor the star for 135 nights in spring and summer of 2017, is the degree to which the star's dimming in four major events in May, June, August, and September varied with the wavelength of the light coming from it. So if all wavelengths are affected similarly, it means that whatever is blocking the light is composed of large particles. So in principle, these could be the once postulated swarm of alien solar collectors, but more likely they would just be larger grains of dust. But it's still kind of cool to think about. But if the blue light and red light are blocked to different degrees, now that's a clue to the size of the particles obscuring our view. And the size of those particles can be estimated by comparing how they affect red and blue light. So Bodman explains, we do that, quote, "We do that by comparing our models of light, of how light interacts with dust of various sizes," end quote. So based on this, it appears that the dimming of Tabby's star comes not from large objects like swarms of asteroids, comets, or extraterrestrial constructs of some sort, like solar collectors or a Dyson sphere or something, but probably from drifting bands of dust particles. But of course, like any good mystery, that's not the whole story. It's not as simple as that. Each of the four dimming events observed in 2017 affected red and blue light differently, suggesting that they involved dust particles of different sizes. And the long-term brightness change appeared to be associated with much larger grains. So Bodman's quoted as saying, so the quote, so the dust cloud is extremely complex. Each dip is a different kind of dust. What we're seeing is different parts of the dust cloud as they pass in front of the star. We don't know what's happening. Oh, this is a different person. Excuse me. So the sort, end quote, the source of the dust remains a mystery. Alejandro Wilcox has said, quote, we don't know what's happening. For all we know, there could be microscopic aliens, but realistically, we're not sure whether it's really close to the system or far away. It could be closer to us than to the Tabby star, or it could be closer to the star, end quote. Now, Bodman doesn't disagree, but opts for it being something close to the star rather than a drifting interstellar cloud. She says that she thinks it would be more clumpy if it's going around the star. But if so, she says that that means that the tiny particles associated with the short-term dips would be so close to the star that they would be blown away by stellar winds within a few years. And the fact that they're there to be seen means that they must have been created very recently. So meanwhile, astronomers are keeping alert for whatever happens next. Yao Yin, who's another student from the Thatcher team, is quoted as saying, quote, more than 100 astronomers around the world are monitoring the star regularly. If a significant dip happens, we will be able to capture it immediately. Now, also important is to look for similar stars. So Tabby star was discovered only because its brightness changes were seen by Kepler, which surveyed just a tiny fraction of the sky. So that leaves us to wonder, will upcoming sky surveys find additional objects like that? The smart money appears to lie on yes. And actually, Robert Stenzel, a professor of astronomy at the University of Denver, who declined to give further details, has only gone on record to say they already have. And whatever that means, we'll have to stay tuned and find out. But perhaps even before its mysteries are fully unraveled, Tabby star will be unseated as the most mysterious star in the galaxy. So what do you think this is? My bet is it's probably just dust. You know, I mean, I think a way a lot of these magazines will, or like online articles and stuff, that they'll get articles, or they'll get further traffic to their advertisements, is they'll put a catchy title on, they'll put a catchy headline on and say, oh, it's the most mysterious object in the world, and it's probably just dust. But it is kind of interesting, just the what if questions. You know, what if it is something else? You know, what could it be? What are your thoughts? I'd love to know. Leave me a comment in the comment section below. You can help fight against censorship by making a one-time donation or setting up a monthly donation to Josh Peck Disclosure at joshpeckdisclosure.com/donate. Or, for as little as $1 a month, you can become a Peck patron by heading over to patreon.com/joshpeck. As a Peck patron, you will be entered into contests to have your content featured on the Josh Peck Disclosure homepage, contribute chapters to a collaborative book with Josh Peck, and win a special Josh Peck collection full of materials worth hundreds of dollars. Also, for as little as $3 a month, you will have access to free downloads of Josh Peck books, such as Quantum Creation, Cherubim Chariots, and more. Josh Peck Disclosure is viewer-funded. Head on over to joshpeckdisclosure.com for more information. Right now, head on over to joshpeckdisclosure.com, the central hub for everything Josh Peck Disclosure. Every day, you'll get brand new videos, podcasts, updates, and more. Make sure you subscribe at youtube.com/joshpeckdisclosure. Also, make sure you click the bell and select the option to always be notified when a new video is released. Follow Josh Peck Disclosure on Twitter at jpdisclosure and get involved with the show on our official Facebook page at facebook.com/joshpeckdisclosure. Disclosure. If you're on Steemit and prefer DTube, follow Josh Peck at steemit.com/@Josh Peck and make sure to upvote all Josh Peck Disclosure DTube videos. Keep checking back at joshpeckdisclosure.com for news, information, updates, and more.